The streets of Beijing and Shanghai can feel like an entrepreneurial free-for-all. Restaurants, furniture stores, guitar stores. This man is walking around Shanghai with a PA system strapped to his back.
Hello, hello, 多方面多.
He's selling tours. But when you pull back the curtain on China's economy, you see a different picture, an economy where many of the largest companies are owned by the Chinese government. A new report released today by the World Bank warns that could be a problem. David Kestenbaum and Jacob Goldstein with our Planet Money team were in China and found the hand of the government everywhere.
Say you have a cell phone in China. Good odds, your cell phone network is China Mobile. That's the biggest cell phone network in China. It's owned by the Chinese government.
You get in your car to go for a drive. You get in your car and you need some gas. You see two gas stations, PetroChina and Sinopec.
The two biggest Chinese oil companies, both owned by the government.
Maybe you want to fly instead. You can take China Southern Airlines, China Eastern Airlines, or Air China, the three biggest airlines in the country, all owned by the government.
Get off the plane, light up a cigarette. China National Tobacco Corp. Yes, also state-owned. Go home, turn on the TV to watch the evening news.
It's here on Channel 16. Also Channel 17. Also 18.
This is CCTV, also owned by the government. Not hard to find.
Also Channel 20. Also Channel 21. Channel 22. Also Channel 23. And 24. But not on 25.
The four largest banks are also owned by the Chinese government. In fact, if you look at Fortune magazine's list of the 10 biggest companies in China, they're all controlled by the Chinese government.
In the U.S., people sometimes complain about businesses being too cozy with government, about subsidies and lobbying and bailouts. Here in China, a lot of big businesses, they are the government. If you've heard that wonky phrase, state capitalism, this is what it means.
When we were in China, we talked with Huan Gong, an economist who works closely with the government. We asked him about the banks. Why does the government own the banks? He said that during the financial crisis, when banks in the West almost imploded, China's state-owned banks did just fine. And after the crisis, he said, they helped China recover quickly.
That is the argument for state capitalism. Yes, the government runs all these things. It's doing what's best for China.
But that World Bank report out today, it's called China 2030, and it says if the Chinese government does not start to loosen its grip, it could strangle China's economic growth.
Here's a quote. The role of the government and its relationship to markets and the private sector need to change fundamentally.
The World Bank report was produced with the help of a Chinese government think tank. This suggests that internally, the government is wrestling with this question. Just how far can state capitalism take China? I'm Jacob Goldstein.
And I'm David Kestenbaum, NPR News.
Support for Planet Money comes from Ally Bank, offering IRA savings products and a Raise Your Rate 4-year CD. Learn more at allybank.com.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.